The city of Eureka, California has a plan to build over 300 low-income and very low-income housing units by 2028, if the federal funding doesn't get pulled, in order to come into compliance with California state law. In 2017, the California legislature began requiring jurisdictions to submit to the state for an audit of their progress toward meeting housing goals. And if cities or counties fail to meet their housing requirements, the state can take more aggressive action, including withholding state funding in other areas like transportation, or the state may even take over local planning responsibilities until the problems are resolved. As a result, Eureka City Council has been working on a large number of housing projects with a variety of partners. Many of these projects in the low-income and very low-income categories involve the Eureka City Council's decision to sell its free public parking lots around Old Town and downtown to build affordable housing. Measure F aimed to reject this business district location, but Measure F was defeated, and the city is moving forward with its housing plans. Eureka needs to build 231 very low-income units. This means they must encourage the development of housing that can be affordably rented to people who earn between $30,000 to $40,000 a year. Low-income units are aimed at those who earn between $40,000 and $66,000 a year. Eureka needs 147 low-income units.
If anybody has tried to rent or buy recently in Humboldt County, is, you know, there's a huge sticker shock. Like, it is crazy how much a one bedroom rents for right now. And as a local government, what we can do is just try to get as much housing supply built as possible.
Eureka's Development Services Director, Kristen Kenyon, gave us a rundown of Eureka's many housing projects that are in the pipelines during a phone interview with KMUD News.
We have the Link Housing. They're developing on three separate city parking lots, one at 8th and G, one at 6th and M, and one at Sunny and Myrtle. And those, in total, it's 90 units. I think it breaks down to like 31, 31, and 28. They're all affordable except for a manager's unit on each of those. And they have submitted a building permit. They have all their funding, and so we expect them to finish construction within the next 2 years and be open for people to live there, which is really exciting.
The Eureka Transit Authority is working with Danco Construction on a project called the Earth Center, which will also be built on Old Town property currently being used for public parking.
The Earth Center... That's the parking lots at 3rd and G and 3rd and H. They've just submitted an application for design review approval. Their project is going to have 46 units, three stories of housing above the transit center. So the ground floor is going to be a transit center, and then it's going to have a bunch of retail spaces that they'll lease out. It's a partnership between the city owns the parking lots, and then Danco's going to do the building, and then they're going to retain the housing, and then the ground floor is going to be owned and operated by Humboldt Transit Authority.
Kenyon said that a feasibility study is going to be conducted to determine whether a parking structure is needed to replace the many parking spaces that are being converted into housing.
We are, you know, HTA has funding to do a feasibility study for a parking structure, and they also are pursuing funding for autonomous vehicle shuttle, which is really cool and crazy sounding, to go around Old Town and pick people up from the further away parking lots, you know, and take them downtown and around, because we have... For instance, the parking lots across from the Adorney Center, they have at their peak occupancy, they're at an occupancy of like 6% at the most.
Nearly 90 units will have a view of Humboldt Bay just above the Bayshore Mall.
So Sunset Heights is the property that the city swapped for parking lots with Pearson Company. That's between Harris and Henderson above Broadway. That's Rural Communities Development Corporation. They're doing 88 units, and they've just submitted for a design review.
The Housing Authority of Eureka has begun planning to increase the density on many of its existing projects.
There's 196 units existing. They're adding 154 units for a total of 350 units.
Okay.
And this is over 12 sites in the city.
However, the funding for the Eureka Housing Authority's plans is not yet in place.
That one, it's less certain because they haven't secured their necessary financing yet. With affordable housing, it takes a while because of the financing component. You know, you get your site, and then you work through your permitting, and then you hope that you get that financing to finish it and submit your building plans. So
the Wiat Tribe has a transitional housing project for youth going in at the site of the former Children's Mental Health Building. The Wiat Tribe is also planning two other projects, one with 52 units for elders and another with 41 units for families.
The Wiat Tribe and their partner, Dishkamu Humboldt, the land trust, the city awarded them parking lots at 5th and D and 6th and L to construct housing. They are just getting started now. They've been preoccupied with HomeKey project that they're working on in Eureka, which they're working through the building permit process on right now. It's an old office building that you see on the right side when you're getting on the bridge to Samoa. That's going to be more of supportive housing for youth, so it's not going to be distinct units. It'll be, you know, rooms and shared living.
Meanwhile, Eureka is also striving to increase owner-occupied housing at an affordable rate. Eureka City Council is employing the strategy of decreasing lot sizes to make home ownership more affordable.
They're really interested in having more owner-occupied housing.
The 2019 general plan update already decreased the minimum lot size in Eureka, and further reductions in minimum lot sizes will be considered during the housing plan update set to begin in the new year.
We comprehensively updated our zoning code in 2019, and we made a lot of changes that are allowing development to occur, infill development that couldn't happen before because of code barriers, like large minimum lot sizes and not allowing people to have access via their alley or requiring a lot of parking or yard space.
Citing a study by Bellotti.berkeley.edu, Kenyon says that an overwhelming majority of California planning prioritizes single-family housing over more dense housing options.
They averaged 78% of their residential land zoned for single-family housing, and 91 California jurisdictions have reserved over 95% or more of their residential land for single-family zoning. And usually in California, single-family zoning is a minimum lot size of 5,000 or 6,000 square feet. And when you do that, you can't support transit. Allowing for smaller lots and a diversity of housing types, you are able to support transit. You're able to support, you know, your corner store, your coffee shop. You make things so much more walkable and community oriented. Frankly, we need, because of demographic changes, you know, we have an aging population. We have a lot of people who are just two people households or, you know, don't have kids or single person households. And there's just, people want to live near jobs and services, you know, they want to be able to walk to a coffee shop or whatever. So
In addition to all these publicly funded housing projects, the Eureka City Council is holding a hearing at its meeting tonight, Tuesday, December 3rd at 6 p.m. on a privately funded project that will combine some housing with a medical clinic near Henderson Center, if approved. I'm Kelly Lincoln, reporting on housing progress taking shape in the Humboldt County seat for KMUD News.